This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
You join me here at Tate Britain in the Devine Galleries, and I'm with Hannah Marsh, who's the Assistant Curator of the Tate Britain Commission, graced by Alvaro Barrington. Hello, Hannah, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, great to be here again.
Hannah, this is the latest in the series of contemporary commissions here in the Devine Galleries at Tate Britain. Why is it so important for artists like Alvaro to have this opportunity to have their work on display here?
Well, the Devines is, first of all, such a huge space in the gallery, so much space to exhibit work, and it's inviting of a range of different kind of work. So you can have painting, installation, you know, the possibilities are endless in terms of what you can do in the Devines. And it's also a free exhibition, so this means that all different people from the public can come to this exhibition without there being any kind of barrier in terms of cost. So it really is that kind of exhibition at the heart of Tate Britain that attracts such a wide range of audiences. And I think the very fact that it runs through the middle of the gallery means that even if people haven't intended to come and see the commission, they will just naturally stumble across it. So it has a really high footfall. So that's why it's a fantastic opportunity for artists.
And Grace is very much sort of taken over the Devine Galleries here, and we'll probably talk a little bit about the whole sort of three parts of the commission. But I wondered, you know, sort of for listeners who may not be aware of Alvaro Barrington's work, would you be able to give me a little bit of sort of background to his history and work? Because I know he's very much involved in sort of community and, I suppose, in a way, adding to various spaces. Like he's had work on at Notting Hill Carnival, at Glastonbury, and even in a basketball court. But he uses a lot of different materials and merging art forms together.
Absolutely. So to just give a quick kind of biography, Alvaro Barrington was born in Venezuela. He then spent a number of years living with his grandmother in the Caribbean in Granada, and he then spent time living in New York with his mother, and then moved to the UK to study at the Slade School of Fine Art, where he developed his painterly practice. And he predominantly works in paint, but it's this really kind of expansive notion of what painting is. So a lot of his paintings consist of materials such as concrete, or in the Devines right now, I'm looking at a stained glass window that is technically what he would describe as a painting. So his practice is really kind of this expansive painting installation. But yes, as you say, he works across kind of public art as well. So every year he will cover trucks at carnival with these fantastic banner paintings. And he also does the same at Glastonbury in collaboration with Notting Hill Carnival. And again, as you mentioned, collaborations are really, really integral to Alvaro's practice. So he is always collaborating with a number of different artists. So, you know, here in the Devines, for example, we have musicians that have collaborated with Alvaro to create a sound piece that will play through the steel tin roof that is in the South Devines. We also have a nail artist called Misha Hendricks, who Alvaro has collaborated with, that we see on the sculpture in the octagon, which is in the very middle of the Devines. And his collaboration with Notting Hill Carnival dates back many, many years. So, you know, his practice is so underpinned by these really kind of long-lasting relationships that he has with various collaborators.
And this is very much, in a way, very much a personal commission, a personal piece of art from him. I mean, it is massive. I mean, it's taking over the whole three gallery spaces and very different themes. But it's, I suppose, it centres around three sort of parts of his life, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. So the work is really dedicated to three women who have raised Alvaro and who he has grown up with. So the first part of the Devines is dedicated to his grandmother, and the octagon in the middle of the Devines is dedicated to his sister, Samantha, and the North Devines, the very end of the Devines, is dedicated to his mother. So the whole show is entitled Grace, so he's really thinking about the grace that kind of resonates through these three women that have been integral to shaping the person that he's become. So it's really a celebration of their love, their friendship, their support, and yeah, that very personal history.
And it's very much sort of multi, I suppose, experience, because you've got sound, you've got the rainfall, sort of, which has been sort of made into music as well, and you've also got spaces where people can sit, which is part of the art. I mean, we're sitting on a church bench at the moment, which has got some of his artwork in plastic as well. So it's a very accessible exhibition.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, it's such an engaging exhibition in terms of all the different senses that it taps into. You know, we have the sound piece, we have installation, we have seats that you can sit and rest on, and kind of, especially in the South Davines, they're very comfy. You can, you know, really kind of lounge in them. So, yeah, it's a really, really engaging exhibition in terms of just the multitude of experiences that you have.
And how do you see this commission, Grace, sort of in a way giving a showcase and bringing Alvaro's work to other people and maybe a few more people than at Glastonbury?
Yeah, well, I guess, as we were saying at the beginning, because the Davines Galleries, you know, it's a free space and it is at the middle of the Tate Britain, so it really becomes a space that people pass through very naturally. So, you know, it means that you're going to have a complete range of audiences that are going to see this work, whereas ticketed shows perhaps are sometimes inviting of specific groups without maybe intending to be, whereas the Davines really does welcome everyone, and I think that's what's so brilliant.
Well, you can come along to Tate Britain to the Davine Galleries and come and sit and experience the commission, Grace. But if you would like to book a Describe tour, you can do that through Tate as well with one of Tate's visitor engagement assistants, and that can be done by either emailing hello@tate.org.uk or by calling 020 788 7888. Well, Hannah, thank you so much for chatting with me here on R&IB Connect Radio and give me a real sort of insight into Grace by Alvaro Barrington.
Thank you so much for having me. Always a pleasure.